much. Now, an artist whose vision deteriorated after he had surgery to replace a lens is one of dozens of people considering legal action against the manufacturer Oculentis. Denise De Battista said she developed blind patches in one eye after having her lens replaced. The BBC understands there have been 800 cases of patients who received Oculentis lenses and who then experienced a clouding of the lens because of calcium deposits. Our legal correspondent is Clive Coleman.
This is a local view, actually. This is our coastline here. This is, I don't know if you've heard of it, Whitford Lighthouse.
It's for landscape artist Denise De Battista, her vision is her life and her livelihood.
I'm less able to paint colour. I tend to paint more contrast now.
Right.
It's less colourful.
But like many people who have cataracts or simply want to improve their vision, Denise had a routine eye operation in 2010 to replace both of her natural lenses. But a few years on, the vision in her right eye unexpectedly started to deteriorate.
It was when spectacles and you put a little bit of Vaseline on one lens, it's like that. When the light gets lower, I would say eventually it can get like it. You've got a greaseproof paper over it. And when it's very low, it's almost as if it's blocked off.
Denise doesn't have a problem with black and white contrast, but she does with colours and tones.
I've always been a colourist. I love bright colours, but that's becoming increasingly difficult. So I've started to paint now with an emphasis on contrast because I'm able to see contrast better than I can see a gradation of tones. So my painting style has changed.
When she learnt the problem was caused by an issue with the lens, it was devastating.
When I came out of the consulting room, my daughter was waiting for me. And she said I looked white. I was ever so shocked.
With the Oculentis M+.
The lenses Denise received were made by the European manufacturer Oculentis. But reports emerged that a small number of patients were experiencing what's known as opacification, a mistiness caused by calcium deposits on some of the lenses. While this is a known risk with lens replacement, the company investigated and recalled unused stocks of the lens Denise had. There's no suggestion that any Oculentis lenses currently available are affected. Sheraz Deya is a leading eye surgeon who's tried to help patients like Denise.
The percentage of lenses have had problems with deposits of calcium on the surface that only become evident about 5 to 7 years later when they accumulate enough to obscure vision.
Oculentis has paid for surgeons like Sheraz Deya to replace the affected lenses. The company sees this as the only way to correct the problem. It says half of all patients affected have had lenses replaced.
It's understandably devastating for them because, you know, they've gone ahead and had an operation which they felt has got them done and dusted for the rest of their lives. Didn't anticipate an issue with the lens. And for them to undergo another operation, it means time off. It can't be pleasant for them.
Cataract operations are the most common in the UK, with hundreds of thousands performed each year. Oculentis recalled the affected batch of lenses, but the problem of opacification in their lenses has arisen in 800 cases. That's a very small proportion, but those are just the cases that the company knows about. In a statement, Oculentis told the BBC it regrets any complications following implants of its lenses and said, opacification is a known risk of lens eye surgery and can be caused by a number of factors interacting which are not necessarily attributable to the lens itself. The incidence rate is extremely low. It can be effectively remedied through lens exchange surgery, which is a safe and well-established procedure.
It worries me about, you know, how I'm going to manage as I get older if I do completely lose the sight of that eye.
Denise is nervous about having her lens replaced, as the procedure's not routine and not all eye surgeons will do it. So the land and seascapes that she loves and paints are, for the moment, clouded and obscured, and she's one of dozens now considering legal action.
Clive Coleman reporting.